All right, welcome to the newest episode of FieroCast. This episode, we are going to be looking at or talking about how dust hurts your Fiero and how to properly clean and dust off your Fiero, whether it's at a show or in the garage, or even just, you know, to and from work and you just want to knock off the dust once you get to the parking lot. I am your host, Mike Croyer. And you are listening to the newest episode of FieroCast, the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. You can find past FieroCast episodes at FieroFocus.com under FieroCast, or you can also check out our Facebook page at Knife Club, where you can also find past episodes of FieroCast. As always, we would like to thank our FieroCast supporters for this 2022 season. The Fiero Store, Rodney Dickman, Bonter Solutions, the Midwest Fiero Clubs, GoldenEye Graphic, and the NIFE Store. This episode of FieroCast is brought to you by the Midwest Fiero Clubs and Rodney Dickman. Have you asked yourself, what is the Midwest Fiero Clubs? Well, the Midwest Fiero Clubs, which is also a region of the AACA, is a dedicated group of enthusiasts whose passion is to promote and preserve the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. The Midwest Fiero Clubs consists of members from existing Fiero clubs across the U.S. The Midwest Fiero Club's intent is to support member clubs and promote the Fiero-related events that they offer. The intent is to enable enthusiasts to discover events in their areas other than their own, and to warrant participation. This has created a tighter-knit Fiero community of the owners, and created some great regional shows that may not have otherwise happened. So, how do I find out about them? You can visit the website at midwestfieroclubs.aaca.com. Or just Facebook them at Midwest Fiero Clubs, AACA, and like them. Everyone's heard of Rodney Dickman. Everybody's purchased parts and other things from Rodney Dickman. But did you know he now has brand new undercarriage coolant tubes? Well, let's give a little backstory. The replacement undercar coolant tube story started back in 1984 when the Fiero first hit the streets. Some Fiero owners eventually needed replacement undercar coolant tubes. Many times the problem started at the repair shops. They put the pads under the tubes, and as the car was lifted, it dented and or crushed most of the tubes along as it was being lifted. After they were no longer available from GM, if they even ever were, one could only search for a good one at a junkyard or somebody else who has some of the parts. Good used ones could be found, but if you did, they were too large to ship. The post office, FedEx, UPS wouldn't even ship them, not even Greyhound. Another problem was the undercarriage corrosion under the clamps. A big problem in the 84 to 87 was that they go up and over the front suspension. Even if you put the 84 87 up on the rack, you still had to maneuver around the front suspension. Sometimes you even had to remove the front suspension. So, Rodney Dickman had been asked many times over the past 20 plus years for replacement coolant tubes. His response was, "I was always told the same thing. Good ones and used ones are out there, but they're too big to ship." So, fast forward to today, and you will still find that good ones are now very difficult to find, and when you find them, still hard to ship. So, the only idea that Rodney Dickman had was he contacted a few Fiero people that have worked on parts and or parted out Fieros. They talked, and all these new undercar coolant tubes, they told them These tubes are generally never damaged where they bend inward behind the front wheels and go forward. The damage is always along the sides and the back. So, Rodney Dickman developed these repair kits. You can cut your existing tubes and install this 304 stainless steel repair section. So, this thorn in everyone's side now on these coolant replacement tubes is now a thing of the past. To order one, you can visit www.rodneydickmanaccessories.com. Try them out. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. All right. Thank you, the Midwest Fiero Clubs, and to Rodney Dickman. Before we get too far into our episode, would like to take a quick moment and just bring up. We're gonna have a FieroCast in probably a couple months, and we're gonna talk about the upcoming 40th anniversary show that's going to take place in Pontiac, Michigan. The 40th anniversary show was officially announced a couple weeks ago. It will be held in Pontiac, Michigan, and it is presented by the M1 Concours. So the dates for this event are July 12th through the 16th of 2023. Registration for the hotel, you can book your rooms starting now. And nice thing is you can book your room and you don't have to pay up front like some hotels do, but you can put your card on file and they will hold that room for you. Again, it's a 40th anniversary celebration of the Pontiac Fiero presented by M1 Concours and hosted by the Midwest Fiero Clubs. So we'll talk more about that in the next coming months as the events start popping in and the show starts getting more traction in the Fiero community. But just wanted to get that out there and say that we are excited that the 40th anniversary show is happening. Just over a year. So look forward to that, and we'll talk more about that in the upcoming months. All right, sorry about that. I lost connection and I had to use my old style modem and reconnect. But I am back here with you, and we are going to be talking about how dust hurts your Fiero on this episode of FieroCast. So going back several months, the subject of dust has come up and the effect it has pertaining to the Fiero's interior as well as the exterior. Because of the importance of the subject matter and the half-truths told to us by misleading advertisers as well as the meaning misinformation from friends and the subject of dust, what it is and its effect upon us are as follows. And hopefully this will help kind of break all of those scenarios and stuff of everybody's fear with dust. Dust is by name and byproduct of erosion, combustion, and decay in its natural state. Because of our desire to want in a modern industrial and civilized world, dust is produced faster than we can control it. We've all been there, have all done that. We've dusted our house, we've dusted our cars, even at shows, and just we know how just it just attracts very quickly, just like pollen. When you go up to the Dells and you can have a nice white, black, green, red car, blue car. By the time the show is over, sometimes it is yellow. But that's separate from dust. Removal of wilderness areas over population, over farming, over production of industry, and so on, all of these contribute to dust, and more dust. Before we go on, I want to say first, dust has a very positive side as well, benefiting us and our environment. Yet dust has a challenging side to its nature. To this, we are going to address. Dust comes in every color, shape, texture, conceivable that you can even, you know, looking through a microscope, dust can look like flakes of snow or slivers of glass. Depending on the power of the microscope, a whole new world opens up, a world of life that you don't really know that dust has. Upon one particular particle of dust lives bacteria or fungus that can enhance life or create a barren planet. Dust can have the ability to absorb water based upon its composition or to be void of any form of moisture. So if you're looking at the jewelry industry, as well as other industries, there is a range and a gauge used to indicate the harshness of stones and other materials that will help determine the hardness scale of hardness. And on this MOSH schedule, or scale, it's M-O-S-H, determines the hardness range from 1, the softness, to 10, the hardness. So if you're looking at the scale, talc, which is talcum powder, is number 1. Gypsum, which is sheetrock or drywall, is number 2. 2.5 range, you got your fingernail, you've got fine gold, fine silver, and lead. Number 3, calcite, copper. 4, fluorite, which is sterling silver. Then you got malachite, apatite, as number 5. Right after that, at 5.5, you got window glass. Then you've got number 6 comes lapis, I'm going to say this wrong, lazuli, jade, and orthocase. Around 6.5, you've got a knife blade or a file. Quartz comes in at number 7. Topaz, emeralds, and aquamarine come in at 8. Rubies and sapphires come in at 9. And the hardest, which is a diamond or gem in the industry grade, is at number 10. So dust falls into every category of the scale of hardness, from the powder we put on our baby after bathing to the dust of diamonds used to cut concrete during road repairs or polishing of precious stones. Dust of every type is used in every industry, as well as being a byproduct of the industry. So after looking at all that, now we have what we call a thumbnail sketch of what dust is. It is everywhere. And what it is not going to leave us. Let us discuss further on how dust can affect our furrows, besides the scratching or the swirl marks. But depending on where we reside and where we drive our furrow, will have a major effect on the performance, safety, and overall appearance of the vehicle's interior and exterior. So, for example, in areas of the Southwest where the air is hot and dry and the terrain is high in gypsum, which is white sands like New Mexico, or silico, which is down in Texas, dust in a strong wind has the ability to not only dull or luster any of your paint finish, it can remove the paint altogether, turning windows opaque, such as, you know, white in extreme cases. And dust will shorten your engine's lifespan if it gets into the air, oil, fuel filters. And if those aren't changed more often than not, then it's going to, all that dust and particles will get into your actual engine. So when they say recommended changing, they recommend that, you know, it does get changed so that stuff does not sit in the engine. Dust will also turn your interior into a disaster area, which dulls the gauges. It aids in torn seat covers, and creating a high wear area in the dash, steering wheel, gear shift lever, and control buttons with the levers. So every time that dust settles and every time you go and press a button or you go and press, you're holding your shifter, that dust will then grind into that surface and make that surface even duller, to where you would, in essence, have to replace it. The reason for the oddity with the wind, heat, and low humidity, just picture traveling at speeds of 75 miles an hour through the Southwest on a dusty road. It's windy, and the area you are in has a high content of silica, gypsum, pumice, quartz, and the dust density has enough to limit your visibility. So imagine the effect of such adverse conditions upon the Fiero and yourself. First, you're driving too fast for conditions. And second, the conditions you are driving under are equivalent to being in a sandblasting cabinet. So when you're driving at speeds of 75 miles an hour, your engine is creating a large demand for air to be pulled through that air filter. But be assured that the type of dust being drawn through your air filter and into your engine is shortening its life and years of motor enjoyment. So that's one thing to remember, is that all those particles that you're driving through are not just hitting your car and going elsewhere. It is going basically through any openings in the front end to where then they do get into the airflow and into the engine. And remember, silica is glass, and fine silica dust can slice through the most expensive air filters. So be sure to change your air and oil filters often. Dust of this type can also scratch soft plastic and increase wear spots on the dashboard, instrument switches, levers, steering wheels. And again, just remember to clean any dust that falls on your dash often with a fine quality cleaner or a microfiber dust collecting cloth. That's the easiest way. You can always just throw those in your glove compartment or on the seat next to you and you very easily clean. But you know, to teach their own, sometimes when your car is dirty, sometimes people just like to leave it as is, but we know with us Fiero owners, we like to, you know, make sure that the cars look very nice and clean whenever they're seen or shown. So how many, just throwing it out there, you can post it in comments, but how many Fiero owners have seats that look like a neighborhood pit bull has used them for an attached toy? The reason for most worn seats is not because of wear going in and out of the car, but again, it's due to dust. Every time dust settles and you're moving on your seat or it's not being cleaned properly, the dusty or the dirty cloth, you know, compounded with accumulation of the dust and grime of seats and what you have on your pants and fibers of the seat covers are all being cut by the sharp edges of the dust particles. If you ever have a chance, and whether you're dusting your car, you're dusting your house, and you do have a microscope, just take a look at the dust particles and see truly how really sharp they are. Oil-based grime attracts dust faster than you can ever imagine. But part of the process of diamond mining is the use of greased pan to find diamonds. Diamonds are attracted to grease, just like dust is attracted to oil-based grime. Vacuums do often, in use of good upholstery cleaner, will suspend the dust, dirt, and dissolve the grime and get that out of the fibers. So the so-called, what we call weather-beaten finish, or oxidation is more geared towards the paint, but if you really look at a weather-beaten finish, especially of the Fiero's exterior, is no more than a result of the abrasiveness from dust to the top layer of your Fiero's paint job. Just imagine looking at that and taking extra an extra fine sand or a rough rubbing piece of material and put it on your hood. You know, the lackluster effect will be just about the same. So true, the sun can play a role in fading with the oxidation, but it also plays a very small role at best on the scratches and the state of the finish of your car. So auto finishes, we'll say in the state of Washington and Oregon, that have a far fewer sunny days than the Southwest, have produced auto finishes that were identical. Also, these were autos that were in the eastern part of the state, away from the ocean salt spray. A good quality auto detergent will suspend any dust, dirt, and dissolve of any grime so it can be rinsed away. That's why, you know, we always say it's very important to when you're waxing your car, to really prep it before you put that wax on. Washing should be done often in areas of high dust. Hand wash is the best. You know, a high quality wax will fill in any fine scratches and remove the old residue created from the dust. The swirl marks in the wax are a result of a dirty polishing cloth. So you want to make sure that whenever you do a fine wax that you always get a brand new polishing cloth. Dust and dirt create the swirl marks and they get stuck in that pad. Not the type of cloth or a wax-filled rag. Make sure it's a nice polishing cloth and change them frequently. Remember, no wax or protective coating made on this planet can stop the effects created from dust. In any advertisement or sale or any salesman boasting that, you know, that it can, find out what planet they're from. Think twice before buying that product or get in your fear or turn it around in the opposite direction you came from and just take off as fast as you can. You know, constant care is the number one rule and the only rule that will keep your Fiero looking great and dust-free. Dust under humid conditions as well has the ability to contain moisture for longer periods of time than one can imagine. Dust, by its composition, is highly absorbent and attracts water vapor easily from the Earth's atmosphere. So a wide variety of viruses, like bacteria, fungi, do find their way into dust and means it's an easy way of transportation in order to travel from area to area. Time, distance have no hold on dust, and the organisms residing within these airborne particles. After all, you know, dust from volcanic eruptions, like say Mount St. Helens, have traveled around the world in that upper atmosphere to where the dust particles removed from archaeological finds are different parts of the world that found bacteria and fungi that have laid dormant for millions of years, only to be brought back into existence because of, you know, it all of a sudden you bring it into the atmosphere or bring it, you know, you're breathing life into that dust particle. So, you know, once again, because of the complexities of dust and all the characteristics of dust, it can make our Fieros a sculpted work of automotive artistry when kept clean, or a faded hunk of rust and plastic when not cared for or maintained properly. Dust does accelerate the process of rust in areas of the Fiero believed to be protected and sealed from water. If it's not in a vacuum, it's got air, and air has dust, and dust contains moisture. Moisture contains salts and ferric oxide, and when exposed to iron in an oxygen environment, creates our number one car killer, rust. So, got to make sure all that rust is gone out, you know, under carriages, clean all that stuff, our trunks, our trunk corners. Number one rust spot. Got to make sure that those are nice and clean. So, Just remember to use, you know, a little common sense and care and maintenance of your Fiero. Be aware of the environment your vehicle is in and adjust to its conditions. If you are in a very warm state, that say the Southwest, you got the deserts, you're going to have a lot of dust, and you want to make sure that your car is protected. Wash it frequently, wax it, just care for it, have proper cloths to remove that dust from the surface. In doing this, you can be assured that many years and many miles of pure automotive pleasure in your Fiero, and it will save the exterior life of your car. It will even save the interior and your engine from all those dust particles and be able to drive that for many, many years to come. So, you know, you can go back and forth on dust, and you can go back and forth on how many times you want to wash your car, but the key is just maintaining and keeping it clean, because not only will dust, you know, cause issues with your paint, but your engine as well. And, you know, head over to our Dr. Details section on the website. He's got some great articles there that help you maintain your Fiero to have that nice, bright, shiny paint, and tips on removing dust and bringing the car back to what it was. He has some great clay bar tips, polishing tips, waxing tips. You know, that's why we call him Dr. Detail, and he's still doing all that, you know, to this day with all his cars. So, you know, just keep in mind on, you know, not only does acid rain hurt your cars, but, you know, dust is that silent killer. So you want to keep that, you know, sure that dust does stay away and keeps your cars nice and healthy. This episode of FieroCast was written by James Corrigan. It was produced by Mike Croyer and is a production of the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts. Thank you again for joining me tonight. I am your host, Mike Croyer, and thank you for listening to How Dust Affects Your Fiero. And this is the newest episode, 29, of FieroCast, the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. If you would like more information or have any ideas on future FieroCast, you can email me at mkroyer@fierofocus.com. Remember to keep those Fieros clean, dust-free, keep Fieroing, and good night, Fiero owners, wherever you are.